Hey everybody, it's me, Mark. We're at T plus two, and that is to say this is the coming up on the second day after the big move to a new city. It's been pretty stressful, but for the most part, it's been pretty good. I've got Candleshore headquarters back up and running, and that's always a good thing. Haven't done much since then, way behind on emails, but I know you all have been sending them in. And I really do appreciate it. I see the inbox, and it's nice and full. So thank you very much for doing that. It means a great deal to me. For those of you who are listening for the first time, if you want to send an email, you can do so by sending it to secrets@candleshore.com. That's secrets@candleshore.com. Anyway, it's like I said, moving a little bit further in from the ocean, but we have a really nice, one of the best air conditioners I've ever seen. And I know that there are a lot of you who listen in hotter regions of the country or hotter regions of the world. And you know that sometimes not all air conditioners are built the same. That was certainly a concern of mine, but I can tell you I've been pleasantly surprised with that. Still don't know my way around anywhere. I have no clue as to the local topography of where I am. But I'm going to be rectifying that in the next weeks and days and weeks ahead to learn my way around and hopefully start to build some good things out here. And, it's never easy. Change is never easy. But more often than not, change can be a good thing. So look at this. We're going to look at this with the glass with half full as opposed to half empty. Had the locksmith in today, rekeyed the place. I love dealing with locks. I think they're a lot of fun. I think if I had had better vision, I would have definitely. I mean, I guess I could even do it now. I could have done it, but I didn't. It's one of those kind of things, but it sure is neat to look at how they do things, locksmith. I was thinking today about the kind of careers I would have chosen if I didn't have visual limitations. And I think the top five would be, and I don't mean in any particular order, but I'm thinking a photographer, swimsuits, of course, you know, swimsuit, just kidding. Well, no, I'm not kidding, but, you know. And then locksmith. Working at a cell phone company. I think, I really mean this, I think selling them, believe it or not, I don't mean engineering them, I think it's just talking to the public about cell phones is just one of the most exciting things, especially when it gives people with disabilities a chance at having the same access as others. That's pretty neat. And then, what else would I want to be? Probably a megalomaniac. You could never go wrong by being a megalomaniac or something. Or maybe a mad scientist. That might be kind of fun. Maybe a mad scientist. But my hair's not long enough, so I'm going to have to work on that. And some of you may know, you know, I'm kidding, I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to make that joke because some of you may think I'm serious, so I won't even say it. I'm going to say, well, I wouldn't mind starting my own cult, but, you know, let's not do that. Anyway, enough of this for now. I will be checking back in with you more and more. Candleshore will be up. I'm still taking a month off. I'm doing regular blog posts, but I am going to start doing a lot of podcasts and instructional things. So we have some exciting things. I apologize for yawning during this thing. It's late. It's been a good day, and it's all good. You know, let's everybody remember to make a joyful noise. I'll try and tune back in or check back in with you on Sunday, okay? Take care. Bye-bye. Well, I don't know if this thing recorded or not. What happened?